News, Moscow.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-pop Sunday, September 21st in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages exploring paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu. There you have the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra led by Louis de Fermont and cellist Paul Tortelier, and Opus 43 by Camille Saint-Saëns, Allegro Appassionato. And this is Kansas Public Radio, more classical music as we enter the afternoon hours. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you as always. And coming up, the Melosh Ensemble of London will be ready with some wonderful Beethoven chamber music, a sextet for horns and strings. The Brandenburg Orchestra as well. There'll be a little music from someone who was a great friend of the Mozart family. A violin concerto from one Josef Mislivacek. All just ahead, here on KPR. A little more French music as we continue, and take in something from the waltzmaster Emil Waldteufel. He was sort of France's answer to Johann Strauss Jr. Here's a wonderful waltz that goes by the name of Pluie du Dimanche. The Rain of Diamonds, something fancy for you next on KPR. A number from Emil Waldteufel, known as Pluie du Dimanche, or Rain of Diamonds. Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic with that performance here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:22. The Brandenburg Orchestra and violinist Elizabeth Wolfisch. They await us in the second half of the hour where we've got a violin concerto from a composer of the classical time who was quite well acquainted with the Mozart family. A concerto by Josef Mislivacek still to come on this Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of the 1960s and 70s folk classics on Saturday, September 27, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. On the KU campus at the moment, 89 degrees. Warming today to about the mid-90s under sunny skies. Clear this evening, a low of 69. And it's about the same story for tomorrow. Temperatures in the mid-90s with sunny skies. A little time spent now with the Melosh Ensemble of London for some Beethoven chamber music, something written fairly early on in Beethoven's career in 1795 and modeled somewhat on a horn quintet by Mozart. Beethoven's sextet for two horns and strings on Kansas Public Radio. The Sextet for Two Horns and Strings, composed in 1795 by Beethoven, and played today by the Melos Ensemble of London on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 12:42, NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us on a Friday afternoon. Join award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bill Curtis, for the release of his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News, on Thursday, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. Support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th, with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show on the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at MixMaster2025.com. Next, we have a recording of the Brandenburg Orchestra, and the music is by Czech composer by the name of Josef Myslivicek, an 18th century composer and someone who was a friend to the Mozart family. He was acquainted with Leopold Mozart and met the young Wolfgang in 1770 when he was about 13 years of age. Mozart described Myslivicek as a boisterous character full of fire, spirit, and life. We'll hear Myslivicek's fourth violin concerto with the Brandenburg Orchestra and violinist Elizabeth Valfish on KPR. They're the Brandenburg Orchestra, led by Roy Goodman and violinist Elizabeth Valfish, in Violin Concerto No. 4 in B-flat major, from the Czech composer and friend of the Mozart family, Josef Myslivicek, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1 p.m., and news from NPR just ahead. Another hour of classical music in front of us, which will bring us the wonderful piano quintet by Dvorak and a Norwegian violin suite. That and much more still to come. Hope you can stick around on KPR. We're live, we're local. We are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online anytime at Kansas Public Radio. org.
Gained 103 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks. At ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little brief but very lively episode from the opera Mlada by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. The Lithuanian Dance, a Bochum Symphony performance on Kansas Public Radio. As we're off and running on another hour of classical music for a Friday afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson, back, glad to be back with you. And we're awaiting the Ridge String Quartet, who we'll spend a good deal of our time with in just a short time enjoying Antony Dvorak's Piano Quintet. A bit later, the Razumovsky Symphony brings us a Norwegian suite for violin and orchestra, a work of composer Christian Sinding, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive Wednesday through Sunday, September 21st. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org. What we have next was written by Gustav Holst in 1906. This is a little orchestral rhapsody that tells a particular story. It goes like this. Into a quiet country scene comes the sound of approaching soldiers. A youth who's courting a girl is persuaded to enlist and go to war. Soldiers march into the distance, and the pastoral quietness returns. The girl is left alone. That is the idea behind A Somerset Rhapsody. And to help unfold that story, Gustav Holst relied on a few English folk tunes that were put together by one Cecil Sharp. We'll hear A Somerset Rhapsody next with the London Philharmonic, led by Adrian Bolt on KPR. They call it A Somerset Rhapsody. Music by Gustav Holst from 1906. Performed by the London Philharmonic, conducted by Adrian Bolt on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:17. We've got the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra awaiting us in the second half of the hour with violinist Henning Kraggerud. From Norwegian composer Christian Sinding, a lovely violin and orchestral suite still to come. Thanks for being with us here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan, Saturday, September 27th, featuring the piece by Richard Strauss, including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at TopekaSymphony.org. Temperatures should reach the mid-90s today with sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 69, and Much the same for tomorrow. Sunny, highs in the mid-90s, a low of 70 for Saturday night. We're joined now by the Ridge String Quartet, and something by Antonín Dvořák, early music from the Czech composer, written while he lived in Prague in 1872, long before he'd ever achieved international fame or recognition for his work. What we'll hear is his Opus 5, his first piano quintet, which, about 15 years after its premiere, Dvořák had to essentially recreate from memory, having lost the original version of the score, the revised work completed in 1887. Today we've got pianist Rudolf Verkuzny, the Ridge String Quartet, with the performance, Quintet in A Major, on Kansas Public Radio. Some early chamber music from the pen of the great Antonín Dvořák, his Opus 5, and his piano quintet in A Major, performed by the Ridge String Quartet, with pianist Rudolf Verkuzny on Kansas Public Radio. About 1:46 now at the KU campus. News from NPR at the top of the hour, and of course, classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tomorrow afternoon, Destiny is your host for Classics by Request from 1 to 4 p.m. You'll hear your playlist picks of the week. A common request theme for this week has been peace. And Gustav Holst will bring us some of that with Venus, the bringer of peace from the planets. Plus requests all the way from Tartini to Ravel and a polka or two. Classics by Request is tomorrow afternoon with Destiny from 1 to 4 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. We've got time for a performance of the Razumovsky Symphony next. Conductor Bjarte Engeset and violinist Henning Kragerud. And music by composer Christian Sinding, a Norwegian composer who came to maturity just after the time of Edvard Grieg, and is sometimes thought of as Grieg's successor. A suite for violin and orchestra in A minor for you next on KPR. Violinist Henning Kragerud with the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra conducted by Bjarte Engeset, and a suite for violin and orchestra by Norwegian composer Christian Sinding here on KPR. Stay tuned for NPR News and more classics in the next hour, coming up.
Until recently, All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
At last, check on Wall Street. The Dow is down more than 200 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, featuring the 2025 Subaru Outback, with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 9.5 inches of ground clearance. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A solemn sound brought to us by the City of London Sinfonia, led by David Amos, with a hymn for string orchestra by American composer Henry Cowell, here on Kansas Public Radio. An afternoon of classical music continues. I'm Jeff Watson, here for just a little while longer until 3 p.m. And coming up this hour, we have for you, and see if you can follow me here, a pair of trios. A bit later, pianist Paul Crossley has three keyboard pieces by composer Francis Poulenc, then three Hungarian sketches by the film composer Miklos Rocha, the BBC Philharmonic, still to come on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Something for you now by Italian composer Ottorino Respighi. A little elaboration, if you will, for cello and orchestra. We've got Adagio with Variations. Jeffrey Seinman, the Philharmonia Orchestra, and cellist Alexander Bailey, next on KPR. Adagio with Variations for cello and orchestra, composed by Ottorino Respighi. Cellist Alexander Bailey with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Jeffrey Seinman there on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:24, and in just over 10 minutes' time, we've got the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. From the film composer Miklos Rocha, Three Hungarian Sketches for Orchestra, which is something that reminds me that it's Friday, and that, of course, means Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Tonight's program is going to be devoted to music from the Westerns, music from The Alamo, Last Train from Gun Hill, Silverado, and more. Join Daryl Brogdon tonight from 7 to 9 for Film Music Friday on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. We'll spend a little time now with pianist Paul Crossley and three piano pieces from composer Francis Poulenc, next on KPR. Three pieces, three lively pieces for keyboard by French composer Francis Poulenc, performed by pianist Paul Crossley, here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2:37. And at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And that's followed, of course, tonight from 7 to 9 with your host Daryl Brogdon for Film Music Friday, tonight with a program of music all about the Westerns. Daryl Brogdon is your host. Film Music Friday is 7 to 9 this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Something else going on tonight at 7:30 at the Lead Center. The KU School of Music is holding their Collage Concert, the most popular event of the year. An evening of music with the KU Chamber Choir, Wind Ensemble, and KU Jazz Ensemble 1, not to mention the renowned Marching Jayhawks. A wonderful evening of music in store for you tonight at the Leeds Center, 7:30 p.m., the KU Annual Collage Concert. It's a free concert for students and children. All the details are there for you at lead.ku.edu. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. Well, mentioning Film Music Friday tonight reminds me that we have music for you now by one who was a great film composer, the great Miklos Rocha. Hungarian composer, came over to the United States in the early 20th century to create music for films such as The Four Feathers, The Thief of Baghdad, Spellbound, Ben-Hur, truly countless others. He's a man who helped define what American film music was. But he maintained a steadfast allegiance to concert music, something he called his double life. And what we'll hear, he created in 1938 Three Hungarian Sketches, performed next by the BBC Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1938, Three Hungarian Sketches from the great Hungarian film composer Miklos Rocha, performed at the BBC Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio, which is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's just about 3 p.m., time for me to say good afternoon and step aside. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Friday afternoon, and we'll visit again noon on Monday. But do keep it here for All Things Considered, and of course, tonight from 7 to 9, Daryl Brogdon, your host for Film Music Friday. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th, with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show on the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at MixMaster2025.com.